Forget your troubles. Come on, get flabby. Welcome back to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I call it a bitch poop.
No.
Oh, God. Kick it up.
That's no joke. I'm
glad you love movies.
I've got nothing for that one.
Storms.
Cliff, there's a storm brewing.
It's a brewing.
Dorothy.
Cliff, we are talking all about storms today. Oh, here comes a storm right now. But you know, a storm. Now, I never knew this little tidbit of information.
This is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
I didn't know that.
We're internet talk show / radio filler program on Rye 99 in Busheltown. That's KBSH for those out there wondering. But what are the call letters?
That's what they are.
And we do shows about things
like
storms. And bugs.
Uh-huh.
And hospital problems.
Lots of things.
And what else?
Clean week.
Clean
as
week.
As always.
Don't forget clean week.
Don't ever forget clean week. Put that on your top 10.
Never forget.
Whatever memorial. Never forget clean week
memorial.
Just like we're having a vigil right now.
We are. We're having a vigil. We're here in our glass booth. Mm-hmm. It's been toted out into the middle here. We're in Busheltown, South Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it's located on the map. It's in the South Central portion of the town. Mm-hmm. So they call it Busheltown, South Central Park.
It's a beautiful park with this beautiful tree.
And it's a beautiful night for a vigil, mm-hmm. for a candlelight vigil.
We're looking for something dumb to do. No, yeah. It's a beautiful tree here in the park, and they're going to tear this beautiful tree down.
I hope not. I hope our vigil can help change some minds.
That's what we're here for. If you're listening, stop it. But they're tearing it down because they have to put an ATM machine here, Cliff.
No. Kendall, yeah. Didn't anybody hear that song Joni Mitchell sang, Pave Paradise, put up an ATM machine?
No, that... Why weren't they listening to that song?
Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you got till it's gone?
Hey, paradise. Love that song.
Yeah.
Do you remember, did I ever tell you when we were in L.A., the actual place they wrote that about?
Oh, was it my favorite parking lot?
Yeah, it's a strip mall now, but it used to be this house that all these musicians would go to and jam. And when they tore it down to build this parking lot, she wrote that song.
Oh, Joni.
Beautiful. Anyway, Cliff, yeah, it's tearing me up about this tree.
Old Woody is what it's called.
Good old Woody.
Old Woody.
Beautiful tree.
It's beautiful.
Lots of kids here and there who used to climb on it when they were kids. They're out in support of this tree. So we're gonna do what we can to stop them from tearing it down.
Where will the children climb?
On an ATM machine?
ATM? They don't have a PIN number.
No, how are they going to play on an ATM machine? But Cliff, this week we're talking about storms.
Storms. It's a show about storms, but we're doing it at this candlelight vigil.
You got it?
We're busy people. We have to do several things at a time.
We're multitasking. But Cliff, a storm...
Old Woody. Old Woody's weathered many a storm.
It has.
Remember that big storm came through a couple weeks ago? Old Woody was here.
Never fell.
Still here
Never
now.
Never faltered. Another one. Just tear it down. A storm is called a storm when the wind force gets up to 55 to 63 miles an hour.
Really?
Yeah, that's what... Did you know that?
Yeah, I mean, I knew it.
Oh, shut up. I didn't know what classified as a storm. I thought just, rain's coming through. It's a storm.
Oh. Uh-huh. So it's not a storm.
You know, I'm going to leave this glass booth.
Don't go out there, Kendall. People are lighting candles. They're singing Kumbaya.
And I'm not trusted with a candle.
No, you're not trusted with a candle.
Don't go out there lighting candle.
Now, what makes me nervous is at Christmas time when they put those lit candles on a tree. Didn't that make you nervous?
It does. Does anybody do that anymore?
I'm sure somebody does. And if they don't anymore, they used to. How did everybody's house not burn down?
Well, millions of people die every year, I think, from house fires from their trees.
Doesn't that make you nervous? Just the thought?
It makes me nervous. I'm so paranoid and neurotic. It makes me nervous. Now just put Christmas lights turned on a tree. I'm afraid they're going to catch fire and burn the house down.
Even though you can like touch them and it's not even warm. Like,
what if one short? So if I leave them on, the house will burn down.
It'll just go out.
I know.
It'll just, the lights will just turn out.
I grew up paranoid.
I grew up paranoid.
Wolves wouldn't hang around the door because we always ate all the food.
Alright, no, what was I going to say? Something about trees and candles.
And storms and candles.
Candles, I don't know, storms.
Uh-huh.
Back to storms. I'm glad that you brought some facts about storms because I forgot. They're back in the car. I left them under crock pots. You know, she had that big folder full of, like, wisecracks to, and I left them there. I left him. It was a mistake. We all make mistakes, Kendall. I'm only human.
Yeah. We got plenty of mistakes under our belts.
Of flesh and blood,
all
I'm made.
Pounds of mistakes.
Oh, pounds.
Cliff.
I like it when we both are just doing a separate show next to each other.
Well, you know, sometimes you got to. Just put a little piece of tape down the middle. This is my show. That's your show.
Just both going on at the same time. But here we are.
Our listeners love it.
They love it.
It's like multitasking. They can listen to me or you.
I'm just going to sit back over here and let you tell me some facts.
Okay.
I'm going to let your show.
Damn time, Cliff. 5 years later.
Your show some airtime for a second.
Cliff, at any moment.
Yeah.
2,000 thunderstorms are happening.
Are you kidding?
On the earth, yeah. And two shows are happening and oh my God. Not in the booth, Cliff. Not in the booth.
I've had to fart so bad. Oh, and it's not coming, but there it is. Oh. I had to. It was there.
If this is what happens when we're doing multiple shows and you just go ahead and do your show, Cliff, I'll leave you alone. Of all the times you picked to make a big old fart on the show, you do it with a glass.
Here, let me open the doorway.
Oh, gosh.
I'm waving it.
Not with the with the candles too close.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I put out some of their candles out there. All right. Well, I'll close the door. I don't know what's going on.
Have you heard a ball?
Excuse me, boy. I think it's so important that we're doing this show with this candlelight vigil. It's a beautiful, you know, I grew up sitting under old Woody, reading books every time I saw you.
And did an apple fall on your head?
No, boy.
Dear Funny Store actually planted Woody years ago.
Did you? Really? And it's grown to be so tall. And it's so beloved.
Dear, I nurtured it when I was a young girl, dear. It's a beautiful tree. It breaks my heart, dear.
It breaks my heart. Just to think of them revving up those buzz saws and cutting old Woody down. Like, you know that song, The Night They Cut Old Woody Down? I can't. It makes me so sad. I can't think about
it. Have you both been eating Butternut Rye Krispies tonight, dear?
It's a strange show. We don't usually do the show at night in a booth.
We're a little off tonight.
You know, and we're both so...
Dear, what's that horrible smell?
Emotional about old Woody, and I think it's Mr. Snodbottom, probably.
Excuse me, but it must be me, boy.
It must be.
Pardon my bowels. There, I seem to be having a text when I don't even notice it.
Oh, gosh.
Anymore.
Well, Mrs. Potter Butterbutterchurn, on a serious note.
On a somber note.
On a serious note, I think it's wonderful you've put together this vigil for this beautiful tree that you planted so many years ago.
It's moving.
And we'll do all we can.
It's an important cause. It's important. Is what it is.
Well, thank you, dear. It's important to me, for sure, dear.
Oh, dear, look, isn't that one of your friends from the knitting circle? Let's go light a candle.
Still, dear, still, come
here. Light it up, dear.
I haven't seen...
All right.
Oh, okay. Well,
Now, do you know anything else about storms?
Cliff, do you really want to open that can of worms? I know so much about storms.
Probably not, but we have to fill this show with something.
Well, Cliff, you know back in 1997, storm was the 959th most common male name in the United States.
Really?
Yeah. Storm. And every one of them now is in porn.
When I was 17, it was a very good year.
No, but have you had a ball lightning?
Never. So when your balls are just too dark, you gotta lighten them up, you know? People are like, why are your balls so dark? But
ball lightning.
You gotta get them light.
Balls of light that just float through the air during storms, and they range in size from golf balls to footballs. Is that not insane?
That's... You know, I think when Susan Powder used to go around saying, stop the insanity, that's what she meant, was stop the ball lightning.
Well, you know, it's great. Somebody should stop it.
What happened to her? The stop the insanity woman. Don't we love
she
her?
She stopped.
Bring it back.
She was insane. She stopped.
I think she's due for a comeback.
Bring it on back. We got Crystal Pepsi. Bring her back.
Back it on up, baby. And it makes me, what does it Something. Make me do? It
what
makes
is it?
Me.
Food.
Food. All right. It makes me food. It makes me hungry. And it makes it me want to ask the question. What the food? It's a great segment of ours called WTF.
Great segment.
Or also known as What the Food.
What the Food. We got some food tips for you, Cliff.
How often do you just let yourself down? You're just like, I wish.
Cliff, if I had a dime, I would be a millionaire.
Do you? Because it's like, you say, okay, I'm going to do this, and then you just let yourself down.
I've let myself down before I finish saying I'm going to do this.
Yeah, me too.
Sad. Cliff, don't throw away.
That was just an aside. Sorry.
I'm glad. That was part of your show.
Yeah, exactly.
Cliff, don't ever throw away those last drips of jam in your jar.
No, let me tell you what I do with those last drips of jam in my jar.
Right.
Okay, first of all, I open the jar and I say, now this is my jam. And then I take a spoon and I spice up some vinaigrette on my salad.
Look at you.
Look at me.
Well, what the food? I don't have anything to tell you now. You put some vinegar and
what the food?
Oil in there, and you give it a good shake and season with salt and pepper, and you got yourself a vinaigrette, a jammy vinaigrette.
Shake, shake, shake. Shake your vinaigrette.
Shake, 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 Sonora. Shake your jam, right?
Kendall, now, yes. Not to be confused with what I was called in high school, figs are a great complement to savory ingredients.
Mm.
Like, I know you're at home just eating handfuls of goat cheese, and you're like, what would go with this?
I eat handfuls of anything I can find in the refrigerator like that.
Why don't you just put some figs in there?
Figs and goat cheese.
God loves figs.
Can I just do some Fig Newtons and stuff?
I just want to put a big handful of Fig Newtons on the top of my salad.
Oh, that sounds good. Sounds
good to me.
Cliff, for a satisfying, thick, but dairy-free soup, add some cashew cream.
Really?
Yeah, you just take some cashews, you soak them in some water.
Worm has turned. It was not, I feel like yesterday I was telling Kendall, drink cashew milk. He's like, no.
I'm not drinking cashew milk.
It sounds awful.
It does sound
because
awful.
He's an idiot.
Another tip?
Oh, yeah. Kendall, just hold on. You asked me do I have another tip.
Do you know anything about storms?
Do I know anything?
Do you want another storm tip while you're
Kendall,
going?
Shut up. Okay. Each time I bake cookies, guess what I do? I eat them quickly.
I eat the dough before they're baked, yeah.
Don't you love cookie dough? And just eating it raw.
Oh, God. Can we have some right now?
Now, what do you like better? If you had to choose one, cookie dough or a steaming hot cookie, fresh from the oven?
Cookie dough, all the way.
Really?
Yes.
God, really?
No, and better yet than either of your two options, you bake it enough to where it's just hot cookie dough.
Hot cookie dough.
That's my favorite.
That's good.
Susan and I always fight. The one biggest disagreement in our entire marriage is the fact that she wants cookies to sit after they come out of the oven until they firmed up a little bit.
Oh.
And I want to like take them out halfway through and eat them as like hot dough.
Yeah.
And that's our biggest problem in our marriage.
I like hot dough where you can sort of eat them with a spoon.
Uh-huh. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah.
I used to get them in high school. They came in a plastic bag and they're just like mushy balls of dough.
Oh, yeah.
Loved them.
So follow that tip, everybody.
Good. All right, I got one more for you, Cliff. Never waste a precious drop of your Nutella again. Go when you're almost out and you got just little bits of Nutella on the bottom, pour in some warm milk and shake it up and you have some Nutella hot chocolate. Doesn't that sound amazing?
Shake, shake, shake.
Shake your all that shaking.
Town. Kendall, you can ask any man I've ever known. I don't ever waste a precious drop of anything. And Kendall, to cut an avocado more easily, why don't you just slice it while it's still in its damn skin?
What the food? I'm done.
What's the food? I'm taking a break. I've got to go out there and see. Now, go over there. I hope you can find your way over to the porta potties back
there's
there.
A line,
it's over behind Old Woody.
Hopefully, I'll make it my way back before the show comes back.
Let's hope so. Hope you don't blow anybody's candles out.
Hey, you. Don't worry. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
Gerard, are you eating your breakfast? Gerard, you're not eating your breakfast. Gerard, do me a favor. At least drink your milk.
No breakfast will do a kid any good if he leaves it on his plate. So give him something good for him you know he enjoys eating. New Toastem. Two hot Toastems provide 100% of the minimum daily requirement of vitamins and iron. The only toaster pastry that does. As long as you know that, let them think it's just a big cookie.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you're ready for fat people.
Welcome back.
Sorry.
I was thinking it was going to... I thought it was the most beautiful welcome back.
Well, luckily I came in and made it perfect.
Ever.
Sorry, I almost didn't make it back. Charles the Contractor was taking over the damn port-a-john.
Charles the Contractor, he's been out there. You know, I think he's been sipping some maple bourbon that we got in Maple Pines. Mm-hmm. You know, and I, since you don't drink, somebody's got to drink up all the
somebody's
drinks around here.
It. Yeah.
It's a dirty job, but somebody's got to... Kendall! The
what is it with me?
Yeah, thank you. What
is it with me?
The hell is it with you?
I do love What Is It With Kendall.
What the hell?
Hints, clues in search of an answer.
There you go.
Took 12 seasons, but we've narrowed that one down.
So many seasons.
All right. Our first What Is It With Kendall?
There is a season, turn, and a time for every segment under heaven. A time for what would I do? A time for things you should know. A time for a few. A time for meaty minute. A time for weird news.
Beautiful, Cliff. My first What Is It With Kendall.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
That's what we're doing. I know you thought it was a 10-minute song break.
I'm so moved. It's bubbling up my humanity and my soul because of all the love that people are showing for Old Woody.
Oh, yeah. Here. A lot of movement going on.
It's wonderful out here. It's a spirit of community, of coming together to save a tree. Aren't you moved
I'm
by the
so moved,
candles out there?
I just had a movement in the port-a-john. I'm just kidding. Look, here's
you
my first what it was.
Disgust me.
Yeah. The booth still smells.
Oh,
and you blamed it on a poor old man with... With bowel, irritable bowels.
Oh, let's
and
get
I'm
on
disgusting.
With it. Let's
okay.
get on with it.
They don't have vocal
my
cords.
My show today. Okay.
Yeah, yeah your show up there. They don't have vocal cords, but they can communicate with their tail.
Crickets.
No. They have the highest...
No, I was just saying there's crickets over there by you.
Oh.
I mean, let me... Hold on.
That was what happened when I told the joke earlier. That's where they came from. They have the highest blood pressure of any animal.
Highest blood pressure?
Yeah.
Blood sucking vampire bats.
No. Their heart weighs up to 20 pounds.
Me.
No. Males engage in necking to woo a female.
Oh, not me. Someone with a big heart. Kathy Lee Gifford. No. I'm a walrus.
No. Cliff, their tongue measures 27 inches long.
Sounds more like me now.
Oh, God.
Remember that show we did about your anus, Kendall?
Oh, let's not talk about it. At least we try to forget it.
Sometimes I forget about the show about your anus, but then I remember, oh yeah, I remember when we were talking all about your anus.
I remember that now.
What else but a rhinoceros? Impossible.
You just name every animal there is till we get to it. They sleep standing
two by
up.
Two.
They sleep standing up, but only for 12 minutes at a time.
A cow.
No. I'm just going to go and skip to the easiest one.
Okay.
They are the tallest animal in the world.
I was going to say giraffes with a tongue.
Oh, you were going to say.
I was going to, but I thought, would their hearts be that fat?
You sound like me on every segment we play. I was going to say that.
If you had only told me who exactly everything, that's how.
Right. Yeah. Here's another one, Cliff.
All right.
His grandfather.
You know, if I don't get him right off, I get mad.
Hard drives be a thrower.
Don't make me ruin the feeling here at the vigil.
All right, let's try an easier one. Cliff, his grandfather invented magic baking powder and secured the family's fortune.
Colonel Sanders.
No, he was finger looking good. Cliff, he made his film debut in 1938 in Service de Luxe.
Oh, Marlon Brando.
No. He has a guest spot on as the villain Egghead on the 1960s TV series Batman.
Oh, Vincent Price.
Yes, Vincent Price. They are indirectly connected to pianos.
Organs.
No. They are great swimmers but cannot jump, trot, or gallop.
Elephants.
Yes. You said elephants earlier.
I'd wrap them up in cellophane. Now, why is Charles the Contractor? He is out there. And what is he doing? He's wrapped around. He's got like that big cord, and it's wrapped around his leg. It's like is that one of our electrical cords?
And why is he holding like the big jug of gasoline?
Why did he bring
it?
Oh,
it's for a generator.
It's for our electric generator for our booth here. All right, well, pour it in if we need more gas. Gas us up.
Oh my God, he just spilled it all over the place.
Oh,
Charles, you're getting all over the tree.
Get some paper towels. You don't want to get old Woody wet with gasoline. Come on, that can't be good for the roots.
Cliff, he just dropped his candle all over the... Oh, my God, the tree is on
fire.
Oh,
the tree. My God. Oh, Woody!
Woody! Oh, God, he's ruined... We've come here for vigilant, and now he's ruined the damn tree.
Oh, no.
Dear, call the fire department. Dear, call the fire department. Woody's on fire, dear. I'll call the fire department. Okay.
Oh, my God. Where? Oh,
my phone. Oh, here. Oh. I'll call 911, Cliff.
All right. Well, we've got to also. You do that.
Okay.
I'll start our next segment.
Yes, please. What's the next segment?
What the kids are saying.
Oh, what the kids are saying.
Oh, my God. All right.
Yeah.
So the kids are saying this. And speaking of storms, this is a show about storms.
They're on their way. Yes. Oh, gosh.
I'm burping because I'm so nervous.
I'm nervous.
And upset about the tree.
Damn it, kid.
They're saying tornado buddy.
Ooh, tornado buddy.
Now, Kendall, this sounds like us. We might be someone's tornado buddy. That's a large person you can hold on to in a tornado.
Oh, my God. We're definitely tornado
and
buddies.
And you could use it in a sentence like this. Your co-host is so fat, but on the bright side, he would make a great tornado buddy.
I love that.
I love it.
Why are you so mean?
I'm not mean. You mistake everything I say for meanness.
I'm mistaken.
You do.
Cliff,
you know
the kids... Yeah, see? You know what the kids are saying, Cliff?
Joke. What?
Group chat phobia.
Uh-oh.
You heard of this?
Is that a fear of group chats?
How did you guess? There were so many layers of hidden meanings of that one. I didn't know.
Thought maybe you had more to say about it.
No, that was it.
Kendall, they're saying Thunder Biscuit. And that is when you pass gas and it comes out all air until the very end. And solid pops out unexpectedly, catching you off guard. And you could use it in a sentence like this. Kendall made a Thunder Biscuit after he ate that chili cheese dog and took off out of the room embarrassed as hell.
I love that. Now I'm going to use it. I got to go make a Thunder Biscuit.
When you talk about thunder from down under.
Cliff, do you know what? Have you heard of Trumper bait?
Is it a bait for a Trumper?
No.
No?
Close, no. It's the act of delusionally self-rewarding oneself for the occurrence of a terrible event by publicly masturbating while simultaneously spamming Twitter.
I'm glad that the Bushelltown Children's Choir already ran screaming out of the park.
I wouldn't use it if I didn't.
Oh!
Thunder Biscuit. Oh! I'm getting you back for earlier in the booth.
This
here.
Show has gone... I didn't think it could sink lower, and then it did.
Well, old Woody's on fire. Oh, here comes the fire department now.
There they are. Oh, Mrs.
You're going to need a bigger truck.
Mrs. Butter Butter Butterton's over there crying.
She's trying to put it out with
Dolly. Oh, my God. Kendall, the kids are saying Hurricane Katrina. And guess what it means?
What could that mean?
It's definitely happened to you. A hurricane cacatrina, that's when someone has diarrhea into the back of a fan and it sprays into someone's face.
Usually when I have diarrhea, I do it right behind the fan.
So it hits somebody in the face. Oh, we God. Know if you're not Dutch oven and Susan, you're giving her the old hurricane cacatrina.
Throw a Thunder Biscuit into the fan. Cliff, do you know... crotch spiders are.
Crotch spiders?
Yeah.
Now, are they spiders that live in your crotch?
No.
No.
Cliff, those are pubic hairs that sneak out of a bikini bottom or Speedos.
Oh.
Got a little bit of crotch spiders coming
crotch
out on you there.
Spiders.
Yeah.
Spider, I hardly even know her, Kendall.
Cliff, I feel like we are just doing a show. We should go help put this fire out.
Now, hold on. Let me... I'm just going to... Don't get up yet. We got to finish the show. But
okay.
I'm going to open the door. And are you guys okay? Are you dealing with the loss of Big Woody?
Oh, dear.
It was so lovely. I used to feel amazing,
We'll be right out there in just a moment.
All right.
Just remember, this is Charles' fault.
Can't Charles's fault.
That's a perfect thing song right now.
Perfect.
This is the saddest
thing that
happened
a long time. It's a sad old Woody is gone. This is the night they burned old Woody down.
So sad. Well, I have a quote for you,
Cliff. Okay.
And it's oddly appropriate.
I just hate this show's ending on such a sad note.
Storms make trees take deeper roots. Dolly Parton said that.
I love it. I love it.
Until Charles the Contractor comes along with a can of gasoline.
Oh, Charles. Kendall, the universe is not hostile, nor yet is it friendly. It is simply indifferent. And that was said, by John Hughes Holmes.
Well, John Hughes Holmes, I got some evidence that proves otherwise.
Uh-oh.
All right, Cliff. Be thou the rainbow in the storms of life. The evening beam that smiles the clouds away and tints tomorrow with prophetic ray. That was Lord Byron. Remember, be the rainbow.
We've all said that. Kendall, the sky is the daily bread of the eyes.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Of the eyes. And that was said by Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Beautiful.
Kendall, who are we?
Cliff and Kendall, coast to coast. We're internet talk. Oh, this part of the quote.
We find that we live on an insignificant planet of a humdrum star, lost in a galaxy tucked away in some forgotten corner of a universe in which there are far more galaxies than people.
Well, Cliffy, who said that?
Ew, I wish he'd said it again. It was Carl Sagan.
Sagan.
I like to say Sagan.
It could be worse. We could be on Uranus. So.
Could be worse. Could be on Uranus. Kendall.
From many moons ago.
Oh, Kendall, let's go. The tree, it's a, have they, oh, look at old Woody.
It's smoldering.
It's just
go.
A smoldering
We need to go
stump.
Console Mrs. Potter on the turn, though.
All right, let's go.
Bowels are everywhere from the
snowball.
We'll see you here next week.
Watch your step, bow.
Listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.